You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1641. This time, we join Glenn and Jamie from the Horses in the Morning show, who offer up some advice on helping your horses deal with fireworks. And today's episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel's full line of 100% extruded feed formulas are designed for easier digestion compared to pellets. Extruded nuggets break down as soon as your horse takes a bite, releasing essential nutrients exactly where they're meant to be absorbed. Discover how extruded feed helps your horse live a healthier life. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
All right. It's that time of year when you do your annual train the horses how to put up with fireworks. We got, less than a month now.
Just get to work on it. I started yesterday. So what you're going to do is we should add this to our Amazon page, Glenn. A couple things, like, and add balloons to the page. So what you do is you get a pack of balloons. You have your horses and you bring them in to the stall wherever they get fed and try to keep them like in a stall would be ideal. So you get the pack of balloons and you feed all your horses. And you can do this part before or after, but it's easier if you just do it and then do it. So you blow up a balloon right after you fed them and you stand in your barn aisle and you pop the balloon. And they will go, oh my God, and they'll run to the back of the stalls like they've been shot. And then you just wait. And eventually they make their way back to the food. So they start eating again. And you pop the balloon. And they're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. And then you just keep repeating it when they eat. And eventually it will not bother them at all. And this is such good training for everything. Like, I am scared of loud noises, but Ace is not. And so, like, something will happen and I'll be like, oh, what was that? And he's like, shut up, Mom. Like, let's go. Like, he doesn't care. And I learned all of this because I was training Groot to go to the Thoroughbred Makeover and I wanted to do mounted archery, but like add something harder. And so I popped balloons. And this happened because I was popping balloons outside of his stall while he was eating just to see if it would work. So then I could pop balloons when I'm shooting the archery. Well, it came to be July 4th and the fireworks went off and none of my horses cared. Because they'd had balloons popping in their stalls or right outside their stalls for a month, you know? And so just blow up the balloons, pop them when they're eating. So, and then wait till they come back to their food and then do it again and do it again and do it again and you do it again. And then you do it probably about, I can probably get about six a meal done because after that I get dizzy. You don't have to time. You just blow it up and I have a little pin. And I'm a little like pit balloon popper and I pop it and it explodes. And then I do another one and like just about six each time. And oh my God, they won't care. So you got plenty of time to do it maybe every couple days and it will train them for everything. It's awesome.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.